Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, 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 here we are again, yet another round with Wojo. It is I, Wojo, Bob Winowski, of the world-famous Bogey and Wojo show. You got the Birchie kid, Will Birchfield, the accomplished and acclaimed writer for 97.1 The Ticket, and then you got Evan.
That's right.
Evan, who sits there and comes up with all the squirrely little web hit things.
The ones that get monster numbers, that's all.
Right. Well,
that's what I'm here for.
Well, would you explain to people, you find some video of a hot chick.
Explain your post today. I guarantee you, of all things posted today, and there are some decently insightful stuff written today on the website, but I guarantee you this got the most hits.
Yeah, what was it there?
Was it Kate Upton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kate Upton, like, laying on a boat in Capri.
Okay, so let me get this
in
straight.
In a bikini. Fatty cans hanging out.
All you have to do in the headline is put Kate Upton bikini, and you're set.
And I also had Charlotte McKinney in a thong.
Let's explain to people the roles here. There's me. I work for the Detroit News and the Ticket. And I'll slave over a column. Then I'll come rushing in here right before my show, all sweaty, and put in a 2-hour show.
Yeah, you're always all sweaty.
And then here's Birchie. He's going through all the volumes of information, digging up stats, coming up with trade possibilities and Red Wing prospects, and searching the internet to dig up these great stories. And here's Evan going through the internet. Boobs.
No.
Ass. Boobs.
Not
ass.
Right.
Boobs.
Basically.
Post.
Yeah.
Post.
I do my research.
Numbers.
I know what the people want
to see. That's so unfair, though.
Like Lenny says, let's get to the people. I get to the people on the internet.
That's the world we live in.
We produce content.
Well, let's be honest.
And he grabs a bunch of boobies off the interwebs.
Would you rather read about Verlander might go to the Cubs and they could pick up his salary? Or Kate Upton's fatty cans.
Well, it takes 3 seconds to look at her
right,
cans.
And it takes three seconds to realize about
her fatty cans.
Nobody gives about a report that Verlander could be traded.
Everyone gives about that.
You know, whatever helps you get through the day to justify posting boobies all the time.
Hey, pays the bills.
Yeah,
the
audience appreciates it.
Pays the bills.
Yes, it does.
So
there, you understand what we're dealing with and who we're dealing with. And now, the Birchie kid here is sitting with his jackass Yankees cap on. We know Evan's a big
I wouldn't mind getting
Tigers
JV
fan.
Over in the Bronx.
Well, why don't we start with that? Because I'm advocating the Tigers clearly are looking for a way to move on from Verlander. They'll pay some of the money to get a prospect. I'm saying send him to the Yankees. You got Yankee guy here and Tiger guy here.
Yeah.
Evan, you first. Could you live with Justin Verlander donning the Yankee pinstripes?
Sure, Cecil Fielder did it, and I had no problem. I was rooting for him in 96
he
when he won the World Series. But we read your article.
Yeah?
Well,
you did read it.
Will
read
it. I skimmed through it.
As he does.
And
he
what I was looking for was what the hell would the Yankees give back? And you gave us nothing.
Well, because
something.
Two good prospects. Two of their best prospects.
But I think their best prospects play on the big league team.
We're not good prospects. We have seven guys in the top 100.
Okay, we'll take
prospects
all seven.
In baseball.
Send all seven over.
Well, you're not giving the number one.
We're not giving
Torres.
Schmucks, two of our best guys, and taking on his money.
Tigers have to pay some of the money.
Yeah, we'll take on like 40 mil of the remaining 70.
Give us a Yankee perspective. Do you view, honestly, step outside your Detroit writer thing for a second, and as a Yankee fan, would that titillate you to see Justin Verlander there, or do you think
absolutely.
Even though he's been up and down
and
this year.
Good word for Verlander, titillate.
Titillate.
Given his, his Boobalate. Lovely track record. I would love it because
Yankee fans embrace it?
Yes, Yankees fans are... are desperate for a frontline starter.
And anything's better than Tanaka.
That role. Tanaka is the worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't you think he would get rocked in Yankee Stadium, too? He's kind of become more of a fly ball pitcher than...
Who, JV?
Yeah.
He does give up a lot of home runs.
And Yankee Stadium is a home run haven. Oh, mm-hmm. That's a little bit... I had not thought about that conundrum. That's like putting
the only thing I wonder, because he's throwing so hard now and he doesn't have what he used to have with that breaking ball.
And he gives up bombs.
And I just think he would get rocked there. I don't.
I hadn't thought about that.
Well, okay. We'll only pitch him on the road.
If you're setting it up right like now, Wojo, are you saying he gets traded?
I'm still saying yeah. I think I don't know if we did this last time. I thought I
we
said
did. We took stands. Did we do? You and I both said he would, and Evan said he would.
I think I said like 60% he would, because I think the Tigers are going to come around and pay some of the salary, which they should, because like this report that the Cubs will take on all the salary
but give
from Verlin,
back.
But give nothing back.
What's the point?
Bull crap. That's the cheap way out. You don't get to just dump salary and not get anybody back. You need prospects back.
You sure
do. You totally do. And for this city, everybody said, just we'll take whatever we can get. Just trade them. We'll take it. And then they trade J.D. Martinez, and then everybody's
freak
bitching
you know,
about
bet,
players that we've never even heard
I bet,
of before.
I bet today, if the Tigers traded Joel Lugo, Jose King, and Sergio Alcantara for J.D. Martinez... The fans would hate it.
No, we need Jose King. We need Alcantara.
That's
we
our
need
third baseman.
That's
Lugo.
Our future.
That's our future.
You can't mortgage our future.
Oh, J.D. Martinez? He's a boomer bust.
No, he's got
he
a belt bump in
this ballpark.
They, yeah.
By everyone, the way, props to Burchie.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
No, you can't. He pulled the three prospects off the top of his head.
Yeah, well, I had to think there for a second.
I had to too about Alcantara.
I've written
Terrace.
Enough about him for the past couple of days.
And we've been dicking around about this at our desk for a few days now.
Jose King is the truth, man.
Oh, he runs like really
oh,
fast.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a burner.
He's going to run right up that minor
up that
league
ladder.
Chart.
He's going to be in Detroit in 2028. Oh. Watch out for the kid.
God.
Whatever happened to that kid? Remember, 3 years ago they drafted a kid named Derek Hill?
Oh,
he's like their 20 best prospect.
Yeah.
He was a first-round pick.
They can't draft position players. They're terrible at it. God-awful. But wait a minute. Burchie wrote an interesting article today. Can find it on 97.1 The Ticket
it's
when
awesome.
You sift through the boobs.
Yeah.
And you'll want to sift through the boobs.
Go to the boobs first. You know, indulge your baser size.
Exactly.
See, that's the beauty of our website. I'm just going to interrupt for a minute.
Go
We've
ahead.
Got everything that the Detroit Mail would want. We're breaking down trades.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you who these prospects are at all times. Mm-hmm. I'm going to inform you what the fiancés are doing.
Shut it down.
All right, so the reason we stopped...
We're back now, and we're not done.
We're back. There's going to be a couple seconds
in the studio.
Because we have a balding, dyed-haired, goofy-looking, one-woman man.
Mismatch belt-wearing.
Daughter-banging redheads.
Daughter-banging redhead.
Bob Turner.
I'm glad you're part of the show, guys.
Oh, I don't
Bob,
even know.
That's already been 45 seconds.
I didn't even
so you've got about 1:15.
Oh. Yeah.
Bob, you did a great job last week when you were on.
Time's running out, Bob.
When we disparaged your daughter, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah,
which was unfair of us.
It was.
We feel bad about it.
It was.
It's our
it was
show.
Mean.
Yeah,
oh
yeah, that's right. We can.
We make the
well,
rules
no, it's our show.
Podcast.
Yeah,
no.
Our show.
So,
that's
Bob,
right. Yeah.
You're really running out of time.
Let me just tell the listeners. I'm gonna be coming in every time you guys do the show for like
listeners. That's not true.
Well, hold on.
That's not
because true. Here's the deal. This is what I'm thinking about doing. I'm gonna come in and present like scenarios or ask questions to you guys, and then you guys can answer them.
All right, ask a question.
Wait, okay. So for example,
if who's Jurassic, this one too? If who's it to? You got to direct it towards somebody.
Oh, all of us?
Okay, no,
it's
I
not
got
a free
several,
for all.
So I'll go Wojo first.
Okay.
One. So Wojo, if Jurassic Park was real, would you go visit it?
If it was real?
Yeah.
There of course I would.
You would?
Because you're safe. You're riding around in those little buggies.
Have you seen
them? Have you seen the Jurassic World movie?
It's not safe at all.
Oh, no, they never get out. That's just in the movies.
No, they got those big-ass sharks, those OG sharks. Those things will
get out.
That thing was sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Of course I would.
At the end when it kills a big dino.
Oh,
OG shark for the win!
Because if you watch the movies, like, it's not good. They break through and nobody knows how to handle it and all that stuff. My second one. All right, this one will go to Will. Will, if you could have free unlimited service for 5 years from either a really good cook, or a chauffeur, or a masseuse, what would you choose?
Could I have for 5 years?
No, you cannot.
All right, there it is.
What about for 5 minutes?
No, yeah.
No. What is for five?
All right, ding, 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 we've got for five.
I would take the cook.
You would?
Yeah.
And a chauffeur?
A
masseuse, though, would be really nice.
If you
I will
could
say
imagine
that.
Getting a back rub every night before you fall asleep? That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
wait.
Like
just a back rub?
Well, I mean, it's a masseuse.
With a happy
so
is there a rub and tug?
There could be. That's 5 years
endings.
After a while, she probably
I sure
he.
Do love rubbing yeah. tugs.
But would you have a guy or a girl?
Well, a girl probably has stronger hands.
Guys actually give better massages than
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, but for happy endings, I'm not trying to have a guy.
Hey, Will, you ready?
Right.
It's your friend Kyle from high school.
Right. You remember
Kyle's
me, I'm
back.
Kyle.
You remember.
Don't
mind the Adam's apple.
Evan, ready? Would you take a job that paid you $30,000 a week?
Yes.
But what you had to do every day is go sit in a pitch black room with nothing to do for 8 hours every day, Monday through Friday.
Done.
$30,000
a week?
You get paid $30,000 a week.
8 hours.
But you have to do it for 2 years.
No.
Every day for 8 hours, you got to sit
in a full sleep.
So, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, I would just sleep for 8 hours.
You wow. could just
that's
like
a horrible I mean, question, Bob.
No, it's
you
not.
You could
okay,
choke
wait,
your goat
wait,
all day.
Wait.
Hey, what phrases do you guys know for masturbating?
Jerking off.
Beating anything
your meat,
else?
Beating your meat.
I'll let
spanking
choke
the monkey.
Your goat.
Whacking your.
What'd you say? Yeah, yesterday. Whacking your. What is it?
Whacking your putt.
Whacking your putt.
Pulling
I like
the
that.
Putt. Grabbing the one-eyed warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Yeah. The
mine's got two eyes. It's a freak.
right. Okay. Wait, Will. This is for you. Would you rather? This is going to happen to you, so you don't have a choice. Would you rather get or dumber as you get older?
Dumber.
You'd rather
yeah.
get dumber.
Dumber. Yeah.
But you're going to get really dumb.
That's right. If I maintain these good looks,
but
I'm good to go.
That's probably going to happen. Right?
Well, for sure. Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. But
it's common
well, yeah.
knowledge.
I'd that's rather stay mean. Woke.
I was a boat today, by the way.
Didn't go.
Uglier, dumber.
No, I was working.
I'm all the way down the ugly road, so I might as well finish that baby off.
Yeah.
might as well. Yeah. Elephant
just
boy
cut,
or whatever.
Yeah, just cut your losses at this point.
Or no, what was the movie Cher was in it with the real ugly, the mask?
Oh, the mask, yeah.
That's Bob.
Here's a question. Do you think ugly people and or dumb people know they're ugly or dumb?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb
well,
people don't.
Maybe not the dumb person.
Dumb people do not.
Dumb ugly do because don't. That's why ugly people marry ugly people because they know their match is someone else who's not
no.
attractive.
What about the dude that married Lyle Lovitz? He's ugly and he got himself
but he
a nice.
Knew he was
well,
he's
ugly.
Got money though.
So true. Do
money,
you...
money makes you hot.
So wait, let me ask you this. So Ranko once said that only 5% of the entire world is dateable. And I don't
know.
But. If you think about it,
well, you think about it. Yeah,
if you think about it, he's right. 5% of the entire world.
Yeah, and all
so
like
what?
All like the people. Yeah, we've discussed this on the podcast
we
before.
Did discuss
okay,
that.
Just yeah. making sure.
All, what about high school? You didn't have a girlfriend
no.
in high school?
For like 4 months, but
what'd you do
ooh,
most of the time?
Break your heart?
Play
no,
video games?
I cut it off with her.
Woo!
Yeah.
Why?
Power giving
it up. Would you have a phobia about bringing him home to mom and dad?
I've just never had.
He's got.
I've never had relationships.
You never had a respectable one.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You didn't have a girlfriend all through high school?
I did for like 4 months, junior year.
She
but
hot?
That's it. She had some fatty cans.
Did you nice. Have sex with her?
No.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you date her?
Four months.
And who was it? Did she want to have sex and you didn't?
Well,
or
no,
she
was
she didn't?
A freshman. I was a junior. So
whoa!
I was
old
cradle
was she?
Robbing.
You would have gone to jail.
You would have gone
was,
to jail.
I wasn't 18 yet, so I was in the clear still. she was, I think... 14? I was 16?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Keep saying no. You didn't.
Did her dad know that she was dating you?
I don't know.
Did you ever go to her house?
No. She lived in Texas.
Did you guys make out?
Oh, this
she
is
lived
a long
in,
distance.
She lived
oh,
in Texas. No.
Oh,
from she's from Texas.
She's from the Canadian area.
She went to school at a boarding school where I went.
What
so
is you uncovered here?
So was it a bunch of bad kids at the boarding school? Like, why would
no,
you go to
it's
boarding
a bunch
school?
Of privileged kids.
But why would you go there? For what? What was the benefit?
Better academics.
So
better.
But you ended up at the same place as me, and I went to a public high school.
you
yeah,
slept
you
there?
Didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Huh? You slept
you didn't
there
go to
every
college.
Night?
Yeah. Yeah. Trade
boarding
school.
School?
And yeah. one semester at community college.
Yeah. Well,
how's your
right.
relationship with your parents nowadays?
Fantastic.
You don't think it's weird that they shipped you off and had somebody else take care
they
of you?
Live
no,
there.
I chose to come here.
Oh, here?
No, I'm talking
yeah,
about the boarding school.
No,
who
no, no. I live.
Boarding school.
They live there.
They live. Yeah, I live there. My dad works there, so
oh,
I live there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
yeah.
They wish they could have shipped him off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't yeah. even have gotten in.
They
one,
couldn't
I don't
get
think.
Rid of me. Yeah,
like, De La Salle, they would have been like, get
yeah,
this kid out
we don't
here.
Want this Jenkins mess. him.
So, Turner, is that all your questions?
Those were awful.
Wait,
yeah,
okay.
and it's been 2 minutes.
Okay,
so.
All right, well, last one. This one's actually
one
mine.
Kind of good.
Okay, here's a good one. But none of you guys are married, but we'll try it anyway. So, let's suppose
I'm married to the game, dude.
Okay, you've got a girlfriend, Evan. So, let's say tonight you're hanging out. Wait, can I say her name?
Huh?
Ashley.
Yeah. Okay, Ashley.
Ashley.
So, and you're like,
Ashley.
And you're like, Ashley, I'm going to run to 7-Eleven and I'm going to grab a gallon of milk. So you go to 7-Eleven.
I go to the grocery store. I probably go to the grocery store.
Fine. And you get approached by, let's say, the government. Let's pretend this is true. The government grabs
like
you
the
and
FBI,
says.
The FBI, the CIA.
No, just the government.
Like Mark Hackle's coming up to me and saying,
"Hey, what's up, Ed?"
And they're like, "We're gonna do this. We're gonna do this experiment. We're gonna put you in this car right now. We're gonna take you to the airport. You're gonna fly private jet. You're gonna go to the most unbelievable resort.
Yeah,
and you're gonna go there.
What,
for...
like sandals? That's your spot, huh?
You know,
plebeian, commoner, go middle there, class.
We're gonna send you to Orlando class. And Disney
right.
World. Orlando,
you're gonna go Disneyland, there for 1 month. Hey, listen, you're gonna go there for a month, and when you return, they're gonna give you $5 million cash.
Okay,
take home, right?" But the thing is, you got to get in that car right now and leave, and you can't call, you can't tell anybody.
You can't call her for a month.
You can't tell anybody.
Who cares?
As far
what
as
kind of question is that?
I'll tell you what, your parents are going to think you're dead.
Who cares?
I don't care.
When I show back up in a month, it's going
to
be sweet.
Yeah, but so Ashley's going to cry herself to sleep every freaking night thinking you're dead. Your mom
and
dad.
And then when her boyfriend comes home with $5 million, she's going to be smiling every night she goes to bed for
dope
the rest of her life.
Probably ripped out of Crystal.
I'm not telling
I like
you.
Ashley.
3 days after he's gone,
you're going
Ashley's
hunting for a new
car. Well, Ashley, Ashley could have another boyfriend by the time you come back.
I've got $5 million.
Yeah, that's not going to be an issue for him. He's going to be banging.
So when your mom and your dad are like, "Will, we thought you were dead for 30 freaking days."
And I'll be like, "Mom, Dad,
I know,
don't
like,
worry.
But they're like,
look
who
at this
cares?
Cash yeah, I got right here.
Bad
hey, who's
question.
Got more cash
I wouldn't
today?
Do it.
Who's got more cash today? You were Woj.
Mine's my car.
You're such a
compound.
Dude, you.
I would not do that.
Oh, I'm coming in hot.
Wow, you've got a little small penis,
dude.
Man.
That's nothing.
Yeah, no, there's
Woj,
like a
whip yours out, dude.
Yeah.
Show them what you're worth.
Whip it out, Woj.
What's that baby on?
Woj,
whip it out.
He's hung like a.
I'm gonna go over and under. Woj, I'm gonna go.
Hey! Suck on those nuts, Turner.
Wow.
These nuts.
Two, three.
How much fun is that?
Four, five, six, 700. I could beat that.
Woj, but you did it.
Let me see your wallet.
But you did it.
That's all I have.
Hey, for the listeners, Woj just pulled out $700 cash.
I mean,
just casually.
$3.
Yeah, Bob had three singles. One was stained and ripped.
Let me see.
I deal drugs on the side. Well, how
do you what kind of drugs do you deal?
You don't even have a credit card, Woj, do you?
We've got one.
Can we?
20, 40.
Crack. Can we can we connect later in the parking lot?
Oh, absolutely.
161.
In the parking lot.
Ew.
161 is all you have.
You do go to Sandals, man.
You are low rent.
The rest is in my car.
Oh, my God.
You lease your car, don't you?
Yeah, you totally lease.
So not a shooter.
So I think that this really added to the show.
What, do you live on a river?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right,
swamp.
Now bring your broadcast out
some
of here.
We'll see you next
time.
All right, when did we do this, by the way?
Every
usually,
no.
There isn't a week.
Every
this
third
a collective
week.
Thing.
Okay, yeah.
But three
sure
of
I'm
us
on.
Do it every week.
And I want my name in the show.
No.
Name.
That would kill
another
us.
Round with Bob's.
Well, oh!
Bob's.
Boobs.
Wait, that's awesome.
Another round with the Bob's.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you, Turner. That's Bob's. Bob Turner.
That guy
okay,
sucks,
that's the
huh?
poor Bob that just
yeah.
walked out.
Yeah,
that guy
sorry
is,
for
that guy
that.
Is low
he made
rent.
Me whip it out.
That guy yeah. says he lives on a lake. He lives on some, like, swamp marshland.
He's just a
like,
rat.
He does. Yeah, just...
He lives on a
he literally pond. He literally has like one of those like above ground pools and says he has waterfront property.
He got a koi pond.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
he's
like, it rained last night. There's a big puddle in his backyard. Yeah, I got waterfront
he
property.
He lives on one of those ponds
fuck
where it
off,
has the
Turner.
Weird looking colors in the water because yeah. they have to chemicalize.
Yeah, yeah.
No. The LGF.
He's got a bird bath in the backyard.
Right.
Oh, it's awesome.
Waterfront property. I got the nature out here and everything.
All right, so that interlude brought to you by the sales staff here at 97.1 The
that
Ticket.
That obviously isn't doing too well, judging
yeah,
by his wallet.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Or 161. See, you know you're
Friday
low rent.
Friday, they're checked out.
You know you're low rent, and I'm low rent. But you know you're low rent when you have very specific amounts of money, like 161.
Yeah.
Whereas Woj has just an even round 700.
Cool 7 bills.
Yeah, cool 700.
I do need some smaller bills.
When you carry
really
ones,
do.
Like, you're a peasant.
Yeah,
you know?
It's you
I
and
carry
me.
Ones,
it's
but
you
I'm a peasant.
We carry ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see your stack.
I got no cat. Oh, there you goes hot.
Oh,
God, man. Was
so
she
no, I was about
fine
to say
yesterday. Oh, let's see what I got.
What do you? It was a
five. I got 5, 10, 15, 16, 17.
Ones. And here's the best part.
17
you get, like, three Happy Meals.
In
dude,
my that's, this is 5 Bud Lights.
In my
and
wallet,
a tip.
I have 4 singles.
You get one Happy Meal.
No.
No, we were talking Tigers, and I was about to ask the Birchie kid, because he wrote an article, which I thought was pretty insightful, saying that El Avila's getting hammered from both sides, which isn't really fair. Because
usually that's fun, but in his case,
okay,
it's not.
Okay, that might not be fun for him. That's true. Would you like to explain yourself? Because I'll tell you, here at the Ticket, and fans,
yeah,
too, have
been
bashing
El Avila. Over the coals.
What is your defense of him?
Listen, I mean, this is what he said, so I was just kind of explaining his own thoughts, but he said during the winter when the Tigers were shopping veteran players like Miggy and JV and JD. There was a frustration with among the fans because they were like, he didn't get, you know, he didn't trade these guys. He was asking for too much, this and that. And then he goes and trades JD. And what's the reaction? Oh, he didn't get enough. Shouldn't have traded him.
Or you should have traded him in the offseason and would have gotten more.
So it's a can't win for Avila right now, and it's a tough spot for him to be in.
It is, which means he better land a big old bunch of prospects for Jay Will, Justin Wilson.
I think it's unfair that he also gets compared to Dave Dombrowski, who, let's be honest, all of his trades weren't home runs.
Oh, no. No, you're right.
But people tend to forget that and think they all were.
But he made so many big trades. You remember the big ones at work. He made a lot that really did work.
The biggest one was Cabrera.
Sure.
And then after that, what would you say?
Traded for David Price. Traded away David Price.
Okay. Yeah.
Traded away Yoenis Cespedes. Signed him. Big signings, too, but a lot of those big signings at Dombrowski were Mike Ilitch.
Yeah, that was just straight cash.
Yeah.
But then don't forget about the Jared Washburns, the Edgar Renterias.
The Aubrey Huffs.
The Aubrey Huffs
lesser
of the world.
Lesser deals. Listen, Dombrowski, I think, did a great job for the most part. Traded for Max Scherzer.
That is true. Yeah. But then let Max Scherzer
traded
walk away.
For and then away Robbie Ray, an all-star
pitcher. Well, that's another thing, too, that I kept bringing up to Will. Remember when they got Robbie Ray and everybody was like, they are stupid.
Yeah.
They traded Fister
stupid,
for this
stupid,
kid.
Stupid.
It's awful. They ran him out of town as fast as can be, and now he's an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you give him a shot with these kids,
but this
right?
is what I've been trying to explain to people. Prospects like Robbie Ray take a long time. It was 4 years. If you had kept him, which they should have, if you kept him, you would have been four. Oh, when is Robbie Ray, these prospects, when is he ever going to be anything? Right. Same thing with Duago Lago, whatever his name is.
Lugo.
Duel Lugo.
What did I say?
Duel Lugo.
Yeah, it's going to be year after year after year. So we'll keep you posted on where we stand on the Tigers.
Yeah.
But real quick, you guys wanted to mention the O.J. Simpson thing. He's free now.
I love it.
He's out on parole. And I talked about this in a little radio program about that one event that you remember in your life, to the first one that really hit you ingrained growing up, that you were riveted. And for a lot of people, it was the O.J. chase. Now, you guys are younger. I asked Will then. He goes, probably when Trump was elected, which I thought was fairly reasonable. Yeah. He's a younger kid.
Yeah.
But yours.
I was in fifth grade when the O.J. trial, like the verdict was read.
Mm-hmm.
And they let us watch it in school. But I'll never forget watching a Lifetime movie or made-for-TV movie about the Menendez brothers and how they killed their parents. That was like the first big one where I had asked my parents,
yep,
what did they do exactly, and they wouldn't tell me because I was still so young. They have been in what, 90? Maybe 91?
It was in the 90s, yeah.
And so I'm born in 83. I remember, what year was the Challenger?
87. Or 86. 86.
I remember a movie about that, but I don't remember that exactly happening.
Yeah. For me, and I mean, when Amelia Earhart went missing,
right,
that was a big deal
JFK
for me.
JFK was shot. Mm-hmm. What else you got? Oh, were you when the Mayflower, when they landed on Plymouth Rock?
Yeah.
You were alive for that, right?
Well, I did ask the young Birchie kid this. And
Weren't you in attendance when Wilt scored his 100 points?
Yes, I was. Yes.
That's
Did you say
cool.
Y2K? Was that the one that...
My first answer was 9/11, but then I was like, no, I must have something before. I was 9 when that happened.
For 9/11?
Yeah. So then I was like, well, I must have been alive for something momentous before that, and Y2K was my
remember
answer.
Y2K was such a dud.
It sucked.
Yeah, it did.
I was waiting for the goods.
The whole computers.
What'd you guys do for that? You guys get wasted or something?
Well, yeah, I did.
Yeah? Where were
in
you?
Miami.
Were you around here? Oh, Miami?
South Beach, yeah.
Miami
for a bowl game.
I was 17.
Miami.
No, I didn't get.
Who was playing? Was it the Confederacy versus the Union? Was that the bowl game you were covering?
I believe it was
North or South. Yeah,
University of Chicago versus Army. I think it was Michigan, Alabama back in the Orange Bowl, I believe.
Wow, it was
a Tom
be.
Brady game.
1,000.
Yeah,
no, Alabama. Yeah, Sean Alexander. Didn't he run all over them?
Michigan won the game, if I recall, because Tommy Brady was quarterback in the Wolverines. If you recall, the world didn't end either.
So was that game on New Year's Eve?
No, it was on New Year's Day, I think.
Saban, wow.
Or New Year's Day night, maybe.
New Year's Day night.
Because
okay.
I remember New Year's Eve being on South Beach.
Wait, so how many broads did you bring home on New Year's Eve, Y2K?
It was all in the dark, so they couldn't see them.
Yeah, yeah, everybody had candles.
Nice. So you weren't sure if it was like guys or girls.
Do you remember the blackout here?
Yes. You were just shooting.
Blackout here.
Whatever hole you could find,
did
you
that
were
happen
just shooting
at,
for.
Just go on right the East through. Coast, nice. Too? Was that blackout on the East Coast?
No, no, it was.
It was just in Michigan?
Michigan and Ohio. It went down
into
Ohio.
I did blackout last night, so.
You know what's great about that blackout?
Will has like three blackouts a week.
I was with my buddy Vinny, and we were driving down Hall Road. We were going to a girl's apartment.
What year was the blackout here? It was like.
I had to have been 18, 19, so it must have been 2002, 3, something like that.
3, 4.
And
it was very, very scary.
We were going out to Oakland University to go swimming, and we're like. Why the hell are all the traffic lights out? I'm like, somebody must have gotten into a big accident. And then we get there, and she's like, yeah, all the power's out. It's kind of weird. And just, Will, the power was out across all of southeastern Michigan.
Yeah, we thought.
It's wild.
The whole thing was it was a solar flare that knocked out.
Yeah. Did you think you were, like, under attack by someone?
Kind of, a little bit. Like,
I just wanted to go swimming, man.
Right.
This one girl that I had a crush on in, like, middle school, too, and she had fat cans.
Really?
Oh,
and you're making fun
and
of me.
And all of my boys got to bang her except for me.
Hold on. At what point is it permissible to be like, that chick is hot? Like, at what age can you call chicks, like, fat cans?
I mean, I was like 20, dude.
Okay, but the chick was in middle school, you were saying?
No. I was already graduated from high school.
All right, you guys are making me nervous.
I knew her from high school. I thought you were saying she had fat cans in middle school. I was like, that might be a little
no,
bit,
there was one girl that had fat cans in middle school, and she grew up to be a beast.
They're a rare breed, man. Yeah. They were,
no matter how they looked, they were the hottest in school.
Oh, easily,
absolutely.
Dude.
Absolutely.
Everyone else is those little mosquito bites. That got damn, like, tumors. You're like, holy right.
When now, the girls weren't churning butter in your time, how did you see
that? Yeah. With the big petticoats they were wearing? Yeah. But you find fat cans, that's a positive phrase, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Fatty cans is a positive.
Positive phrase.
Yes.
But they can be too cans. Fatty?
Like yeah, there is such a thing as too fat.
I don't know. That girl on Facebook that we saw today, those are fatty cans, and I don't think they're much bigger than that.
Is it
we
already
fell
on,
in another wormhole
I was
going to
say, is it already on the we ticket looking website?
Up,
no,
we
it was just
one?
A, it was
oh,
the up? One female's
yeah.
boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then we landed on some girl with fatty cans.
Oh, so you stumbled across that while you're researching the Tigers-Cubs trade rumors, right?
Yeah.
You were going through the Cubs.
Tigers should get Carl Edwards Jr.
I like that guy.
Look at his opponent batting average, 127 batting average against. Give us him and take on 50 mil, and we'll give you JV.
But you agree.
What's he weigh, 165?
Soaking wet.
What's that guy's name?
Carl Edwards Jr.
Don't
dude,
you
like
agree?
Severino?
Isn't he like a race car driver?
That's Carl Edwards.
But
it sounds like a very race car esque.
6'3", 155.
Oh my god,
155, and I bet you 55. That's between his legs.
Oh, yeah. Carl's probably on.
Oh, Carl's got a
just
third
swing.
He's got he's big swinging man.
That's the first use of the beeping machine.
Huh?
Now the beeping machine. Now you agree though that the Tigers need to pay some of JV's salary so you can get a prospect like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Even though the Yankees would rather just not give
just
anything up.
Pay him the money.
Yeah, and just rip off
the Tigers.
We'll give you Jorge Mateo. He's an infielder, very highly touted.
Okay.
We'll give you him and we will take on we'll take on 60 mil. You guys pay the rest of this year, and we'll take on 18, 19.
I think the Tigers will do
that. And we'll
that.
Give you Jorge Mateo.
Are we still paying?
Who is it? I think
it's
a top,
like 11 million the rest of the year.
Top 25 prospect.
How much are we paying for Prince still?
I think 6 million a year.
Good for
There's
him.
Nothing you can do for
Hey, how is this cooking show? You ever watch it?
I don't think it's hit Netflix yet.
Wasn't it supposed to come out in like May?
Let me find out.
He's got kids, man. I mean,
he
does. Got kids.
He's got responsibilities.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
No, I should.
A pretty good follower.
Huh. He's moved on and is having a good life now, right? Hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got his. Well, he's a multi millionaire.
Yeah, he's got kids, man. Okay, when we return, the next time we do this little podcast, the Tigers will have an entire new team, right?
Yeah.
No. Verlander will be on this team
it's
next
going
time.
To be,
this week.
It's going to be. Well, that's still. Is that going to be past the deadline?
No,
well,
the
be.
Deadline is it like 10 days away.
Yeah, first. So.
Justin Wilson is one. Or maybe Avila. How about Verlander and Avila to the Cubs? They can take the whole battery with them.
We've also heard Verlander and Wilson to the Astros. That's been a bandied about rumor the past couple
days. You guys
days.
Smell that? I just ripped ass. Oh,
so did I. God. Good timing.
Really? Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, dude. It's
I tried to do it in the mic.
It's that
it just came out as.
It's that Jets, man.
Oh, we had Jets today.
You guys brought in Jets?
And now that I think about it, there's still a couple pieces out there. Yeah. I don't remember us having turbo crust on that.
Dude, me too. I went to bite, like I love the crust.
Yeah.
I went to dive in and it tasted so non-turbo.
Just
what is turbo supposed to taste like?
Just well, we had it before. Remember we made you buy like 10 pizzas?
So you like the taste of turbo in your mouth?
Yeah.
By the way, we didn't have to like really make him buy it. It wasn't like we coerced him into doing it. He was a very willing conspirator.
And somebody was bringing us pizza.
Remember that one time that we waited over like an hour and a half for it? It came and it was great.
It did.
We sat out there like little kids waiting for.
Right,
our
the best, aren't the best things in life worth waiting for? Isn't
best
that
things in life are also free?
Yes. Also
oh, that's
free.
True too.
So, and have nice fatty cans.
Yeah. Yeah. So like. Like, basically the best thing in life, then, is a tardy-free hooker. Worth waiting for, fatty cans, and free.
And we should also apologize
a tardy-free hooker
to our millions of listeners that's the last time Bob Turner will ever slow down our show.
Don't fall for his shtick that
it's
he's on
the podcast.
We gave him
a shot. There were a couple questions that were kind of interesting.
They were awful. He went on Google and was like, good questions
for
people.
Guarantee you he was Googling stuff there. Those were, you know what he did?
Good dinner table
conversation starters.
Right.
And how can I find some stuff to talk about?
Do you like red wine or white wine?
Is it cool that my daughter's boyfriend plays intramural hockey? No,
is
it's not
it okay that he plays with girls and has a scar on his pinky from the one time that he fell.
Did we wreck his daughter's relationship or not?
No.
We didn't.
We're trying to, though.
We're trying to.
I'm going
to
slide right in those
DMs. I really want Carl Edwards Jr. on this
He's
Tigers
kind of our
team,
guy now.
Because he happens to be on the TV right now.
He's got a 127 batting average against. What's your batting average against? Like f***ing 460?
Can we prolong
this? Skinny.
Hey, we need to prolong this for 5 more minutes.
Right. Why?
What do you
Will
got?
Has to tell the audience of a story that happened to him in a visitor's locker room 2 weeks ago.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not going to use the name.
He won't use names, but he has to tell what happened.
Is that fair?
Should he not? We can tell it next time. How about next time? We'll think about it.
Let's do
this
it next
is a
time.
Tease.
We'll tease it.
Let's
it's
think
a
about
really
Will
good
has a
story.
It's a great story. A horrible story.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
Evan loves it because it comes at my expense.
I laughed.
Okay, so at the end of this podcast right now, we are teasing the next podcast, and we're telling you that we saved the best stuff for the next podcast.
Yes, definitely.
What did we say? The best things in life are worth waiting for.
And free.
And
which
free.
You can download on iTunes. Or
I don't know if fatty cans are implied in the story, but we can work them in somehow.
Where's the leftover pizza?
It's got jalapenos on it.
I like jalapenos.
And peppers, pepperonis.
Right by my desk.
All right, I'm getting it.
Pepperoni.